Mr. Chairman, number nine is an informational report on the directive from the operating budget for prescription drug coverage collaboration with other government entities. Unfortunately, I don't have as positive news to result on this one as I did with the dependent eligibility audit or the UHC contract. In the first quarter of 2011, we'd met with members from MATC, Milwaukee Public Schools, City of Milwaukee, and MMSD to seek methods of collaborating on health care in general as a way of reducing our overall costs. When we were vetting it out in the process of those meetings, we found that there were just far too many differences in our health plans to achieve any kind of economies of scale refocused on prescription drug coverage. To that end, I served on the RFP selection committee for the City of Milwaukee for their RFP for prescription drug coverage. And part of that is all of the groups that were included in the discussions on healthcare in general in January also submitted their demographic data and headcounts in order to get pricing both methods, the group as a whole or and the City of Milwaukee on their own. What we found, not completely surprising, is that there were no economies of scale to be had there. Only one of the responding vendors, Navitus, offered any kind of discount for the difference between the lives for the city on their own and the city, county, and MPS combined. And that discount was only 5 cents per member per month, which ultimately didn't close the gap between them and the front-running bidder for the city. The conclusion we drew from that is that even though this combined the number of lives that we're covering, you know, almost four times what we have on our own as the county, that the economies of scale when Medco is negotiating with your major pharmacy manufacturers, your Mercks, your Pfizers of the world, is really not significant enough to make a difference. The only dent that it might make is in the dispensing fees that we'd pay to a Medco or to a PBM.
Thank you. Mr. Brady-Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hanchak. You know, I just have a hard time believing, you know, what you just said. I mean, and why are groups like Sam's Club in business? I mean, you know, it just... I don't know all of the minutiae, if you will, but logic says to me that if you add all of these people, okay, and you've got this bulk, my goodness gracious, I mean, I would have lost this bet because, you know, I'm just here to tell you that, you know, I'm not saying what you're saying is not true. I'm just saying that I have a very difficult time believing that there can't be some significant savings. And I think, and let's not kid ourselves, people. Okay, and it's not just prescription drugs, but you know, governments, everybody in this economy, in this world that we live in, this community that we live in, you know what? Excuses or whatever are going to be thrown out the window because we're going to have to find ways to save money. And if it means that plans all have to be the same or something or something or something, but I, you know, and it's not just in this area, but I, you know, it gets tiring when you hear all of these obstacles, all of these hurdles. And you know what, gang? We're going to get to a stage where it's not going to matter because we're going to need that savings and we're going to get it one way or another. So, you know, it just drives me crazy when I hear we got this issue, we got this problem. You know what? Sit down and resolve it because, you know what? None of us are going to be in existence if we don't start doing this kind of stuff. So, anyways,
resident expert when it comes to drugs. Prescription drugs. I'm going to share with you here. Supervisor Caesars.
Happy to practice as a pharmacist. I am aware, but there were some reasons why we didn't get bids on reducing what's going on. If you look to the the Wall Street Journal and some of the other economist reports, the PBM industry is consolidating over the past 10 years. There's fewer and fewer, and they found out that they can't squeeze this turnip anymore. With prescriptions being filled nationwide at about a 70 to 71% generic rate, almost three-fourths of your savings are already on the table. With the remaining ones, you've got prescribers requesting the generic, the brand name item, for which there is already a discount negotiated by each of the remaining standing, still living and breathing PBMs. The articles that have been just posted in the last month or two by these analysts and some of the major reporters are, watch out, PBMs are on a death knell spiral, and within a short period of time they're projecting that they'll be out of business because they can't squeeze any more savings. The reasons that you've got some competitors offering a loss leader by discounting their cost of dispensing. It's a business decision supported by their other more lucrative areas where they've got some dollars to margin and move over to a different department. But clearly, if a PBM goes and negotiates a rate with a provider that's going to be lower than their cost to provide it, and they move 10-20% of the market over to that provider will make a business decision not to be in business anymore. So it's a matured industry, it's a maturing subset of the industry, and some of these other people are fascinating because they're looking to see which PBMs may be alive in the next 3 to 5 years, and the forecast is zero. So it's a turnip that's been squeezed beyond end. There are solutions to the problem, and it's one of the things that Cambridge has brought to the table, is that we have to look at the total healthcare savings, not just one segment. So if services can be incented for, say, a pharmacist, as this example would be, to review somebody's complex case of services in consultation with the other caregivers, the prescribers, home health aides, the caregiver in the facility, the home for a resident, you may be able to reduce the spend on all different services affecting greater outcomes at a lower cost. That's where the real savings is, and that's why they're looking so aggressively not only on the active therapy side, but also on the paper and electronic claim side, so that together everybody can pay a little bit more for that administrative cognitive function, delivering a better value. And squeezing of one particular component on the drug is just about maxed. There's probably still some room to go, but it's going to be minute, if anything. But if anybody wants that information, you have to give you the references. It's an amazing industry.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Mr. Hinchick, thank you very much. You guys okay to go on?
Well, we got 8 items.
Mr. Chairman, closed session.
Do we take a short lunch at some point?
Okay, you want to go down to the closed session items and then take a short break?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just for the benefit of the committee, we have, I think, four attorneys maybe sitting out there waiting for a closed session.
Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe we should do that and then we can get them off of our diamond onto their own.
So what do you say, going to closed session?
Yeah, and then it seems like if, you know, then we'll take a break. Okay. All right. Before we read that announcement and go into closed session, though, I just want to... there was a question that has been raised to me in the past about not having a TAC right now. And